What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. I got some of the Pogo crew here with me tonight. We got Sean Bedlin and that crusty fucking Josh. But before we talk to them, let's get to the virus with The Time Is Now. That was The Virus on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Josh, the voice of our dead soundboard.
Yes. We my sampler seems to not be working today, so no awesome sound effects. I feel lost.
Rock
I feel
like cartridges!
Yeah, right. Don't blow the people's eardrums, though. Don't blow the people's eardrums. But yeah, been a while since we had you two assholes on the show. So how the fuck you been, Sean? You got some big news, some personal big news.
I do. I'm buying a house. I'm doing
big
some,
boy stuff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm doing some big adult shit. So I'm buying a house over in Southside.
The Highlands. It's hardly Southside. It's the Highlands.
All right. It's now 611. I call it. It's still all Southside to me. Like I call it Southside. Yeah.
I mean,
like,
I never bought crack in the Highlands. Like that's all I'm saying.
I'm still crack in the Highlands.
Anything south of the Lehigh River, though, I call like Southside. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so. I got you.
So yeah. That's moving in the beginning of April. Me and my wife are super fucking excited about it. I mean, we're gonna have a party, definitely a housewarming party, and it's gonna be fun, man, for real.
So Josh, man, how you been doing?
I've been doing right. I mean, we got to go on a pretty scenic drive today.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ! All right, so we're headed to this little gathering today. It's for Tim from Blanks' birthday, right? And I have the little invite thing, and we're headed to the bar. We're going to the bar. Now, the invite, which was very weird to me, said it was from 3 to 9, like 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. I was like, that's really strange, but okay, I don't know. So we're driving down there. Me and Josh are driving down there. We get to the place. We park. It's like, you know, like quarter to 4. It's 3 to 9, quarter to 4. I walk in, I'm like, I don't see anybody that I know. And I'm like, I should know plenty of people here. And so we're like, is this the right place? We're going and we're looking and we're like, yeah, this is the right place. And that's when I noticed that it didn't say from 3 to 9. It said March 3rd at 9 p.m., and we were 5.5 hours early.
Yep.
5.5 hours early. A place that is probably about an hour away. It was like 49, 51 minutes,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, right in that ballpark.
Josh
yeah, we
calls
were five
me
and, a half
and
hours
tells
late,
me about it.
Early. 5.5 hours
they,
early.
They call me, and they tell me the whole story, and I started dying.
Fuck yeah, right.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool because we get to be excited about it twice now.
I'm not. Yo, we saw so many goddamn cops like everywhere. It wasn't even funny. But why don't we play some Broken Heroes, and let's do Jump for Oi on Pogo City Radio. All aboard. Broken Heroes on Pogo City Radio. All right, all right, all right. Now, I don't know. We have no pressing matters to talk about. You guys want to get to the casualties?
Let's do some casualties.
Let's do some motherfucking casualties. All right, this is going to come off. Now, I guess we'll use the For the Punks version, I guess. You want to do the For the Punks? Or do you want to do the 7-inch, the fucking 40-ounce casualty version?
Let's do the 40-ounce. Are you talking about punk rock love?
Yes, I am.
Let's do the old version.
All right. All right. Let's see if we can find it. Here it is now. All right. Now, this is coming off. I think this would be the first song on, you know, they had the brew side and the glue side instead of the A side and the B side. So the I believe the brew side, the first song was Destruction and Hate, Ugly Bastards, and Born bored and glued. That would be the glue side, obviously. I would think.
It would make sense.
Especially because
40
Ounce Casualties on the B side. And the B side started off Punk Rock Love, 40 Ounce Casualty, and then the Oi song. I think, yeah, that would be it then. Yeah, right? Yes.
For seven years,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to Punk Rock Love on Pogo City Radio. Right, that was the Casualties on motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, see, the plan was, once we realized that we were coming back to my house after this hour journey into New Jersey, and we called up Sean. We were like, hey, Sean, why don't you come over? We do some Pogo City Radio. And then I went out on my porch right before we started, and I saw my Super NES, my Super Nintendo Mini, sitting on the fucking thing. So, yeah, you guys lost an episode of Pogo City Radio because the Pogo crew needed to play the Super Mario World. We needed to play Punch-Out. We needed to play. Oh, I kicked everybody's
Street
ass
Fighter.
In Street Fighter. I kicked everybody's ass.
No, yeah.
I won
until,
the
no, until I learned how to
matches.
Fucking.
I figured out how Blanca did
it. I used Blanca
and
did his. Yeah, yeah.
I figured,
figured
it out.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, how do you do that? I was like, I ain't telling you.
I was the one who remembered that he did it. We were all trying to remember the special moves from when we were like 6 years old and shit. You know what I mean? And yeah, I was playing some Mega Man too. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Josh really sucks, especially at Mario. How bad was Josh at Super Mario?
I tried saying this earlier, like, you know, I'm a Sega kid. I grew up on Sega.
I mean, yeah, I grew up on Sega, too. I had Sega Genesis. I had all the Sonics. I remember one of my, like, best childhood memories. My uncle, who was, like, you know, like, your really cool uncle that did, like, all the awesome stuff.
Right, yeah, I got one of them, too.
And fucking, he was, like, he promised me, like, 6 months before my birthday, Sonic and Knuckles, when that came out, it was, like, a convertible. And you could plug Sonic 1, 2, and 3 into it or play it with nothing.
Right.
And, you could fucking, it were all like different games, you know what I mean? And he promised me he was going to get that, right? And it was my fucking birthday. I was like 7 or some shit. And I get to his present and it's a box of fucking clothes. And I open it up and Sonic and Knuckles was in there and I like shit my fucking pants. But yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I don't have anything queued up. What the fuck? Blah, 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 blah.
Let's do some, can we do, I'm wearing an Abrasive Wheels shirt. Can all we right, do yep. some Abrasive Wheels? Can we do, let's do fucking, can we do Vicious Cycle?
Yeah,
I mean, Abrasive Wheels just sounds like.
Get into that microphone,
I mean,
my dude.
Abrasive Wheels just sounds like a disc sander with extra steps.
Well, I didn't even hear what you said. That
actually,
was
the
totally
way they came up with
land.
The name for Abrasive Wheels was the singer, and his name escapes me right now. He was working at he was working somewhere, and like one of the warnings on like with the whatever the equipment he was working on said warning, abrasive wheels.
Okay,
because whatever it was he was working on had wheels. If you like put your finger in there or something, it would like rip it off. And Jesus. He was like, that's where he came up with the name for the band.
Mm-hmm. Called it.
There you go. And we were talking about last week, I was bringing up, you know, GBH, grievance bodily harm.
Yes.
But what did you want to hear? Vicious Circle?
Yeah, let's do Vicious Circle.
Vicious Circle. Abrasive Wheels just played back in Philly, didn't they?
Yeah, they played at Take This Bird, yeah.
There you go.
I got to get back there. I haven't been there in a few years, but...
All right. Now, I'm just... We're going to get to some music right now. Here's the Abrasive Wheels, Pogo City. Right, the Abrasive Wheels. Here's the Adolescents with I Hate Children.
I never travel to the house. I hate children raising right to what you now. I hate children hating when they make us noise. I hate children burning them to another choice. I hate children such bad, you stupid little quack. But she just facts, facts, facts. If I'm way out of your way. Hey, crying at the man. I hate children, it's going to be one more piece of cake. I hate children, hating up late night. I hate children, checks, rapping on ride. I hate children, judging out these stupid little black. What you just like, like. If I'm way out of your way.
All right, Andrew
Pogo City Radio.
Andrew Bedlam, completely unprepared. My head is 8 different places right now. I'm posting shit on Facebook of my daughter. Like, so Josh, give me a song off the top of your head. What do you want to hear, my man?
Thanks, Bastards, Mischief Brew.
All right, we'll do some Mischief
Brew.
I'm trying to look at his fucking shirt to spell it.
Yeah.
Spell it M-I-S-C-H.
Mischief. IEF, right there you go.
There you go. There it is. There it is. All right. Oh, okay. Here's Mischief Brew with Thanks Bastard.
You're welcome,
for that crusty fucker, Josh.
Crusty fuck, Josh.
Mr. Officer, great for all the things you said to me, for all the good that you have ever done. Without you, what would I be? Oh, the gas upon my flames, my love and rage, I'll roll up into one. For every time your gun goes off, a new rebel is born. So when there's 41 bullets, it's 41,000 thorns in your side. We'll take a ride down to Precinct 29, and we'll sing and dance and break the code of silence. Commissioner, your monster is alive now. She's taking to the streets, crashing through your opera house and tearing at the seats. For all the times you sign your name, someone out there dies. Found a wallet, not a gun, and mother's wiping tears from her eyes. We despise your hollow truths and honest lies. Now you can sing the monster into slumber. Shadows of our state. I've seen the bones that try to hide, cutthroat livings on the side. The flood of U.S. bathwater displaced. The funeral march of all the victims of your power war. Rob the right to steal the night, and rebels shall be born forevermore. You're the storm we shall play after it pours. And joy is sure to come after your silence. Joy is sure to come after your silence. Thanks, bastards! Thanks, bastards!
Asshole Josh, you should have told me the song was coming to an end. I'm fucking talking to Sean over here about taking our kids to Bounce You. This punk rock, and we are dads. We are punk rock family man dads.
Well, Andrew posted like a video or something on Facebook, and I was like, yo, those kids are jumping mad high. That's Super Pogo right there.
Super Pogo. Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude. See, I took my daughters today to fucking around here. It's a place called Bounce You. It's basically, you know, I don't know,
giant,
like 8 bounce houses.
I think they just call them like trampoline parks or something like that.
But it's like what you would go to at a fair, except they're like mega sized.
Yeah.
Some of them are like 16 feet tall in their slides. And my 2-year-old can climb up the 16 foot tall one, throw herself down it, and be totally fine.
It's like a warehouse, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Filled with trampolines.
It's awesome.
And
I had
houses.
A blast. I did. I got very tired, but I had a blast. I was very surprised that Sheena how agile she was. You know what I mean? And Ava was going all over the place. Sheena, at first, I had to carry this kid up like 16 feet of like climbing with rope handles. Do you know what I mean? Sheena is about 60 pounds. But yo, then out of nowhere, she climbed up one of them. She could do them all then. There was one type of climbing. I'm not going to go into how they were, but there was one type of climbing that was a little bit harder on certain things, and that one she had trouble with, but everything else she could climb right on, and she was killing it.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, all right. All right, so that's, yeah, they're like, we don't care about your kids. Yo, no shit. We were talking about this, and Sean was just going on a rant. He was like, I don't care about people's children. And then we go on like a 10-minute rant about our children.
I don't care so much about people's kids if I don't care about their parents. Like, if I know you and you
then
got
I
kids, then
you
I
care.
Give a shit. But like, if it's like on Facebook or something, and you're like someone that I went to high school or some dumb shit like that, and I don't talk to you anymore. I don't really care about your kids, and I'm feeling. I'm sure you feel
this listening right now. Like, yo, fuck you, Sean. Like,
but at the same time, though, like I feel like if they're thinking the same thing
about
me,
you. Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
Fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you think you think the same thing.
I feel like what you guys are trying to say is if I'm on an airplane and your kid's kicking the back of my seat, fuck you.
Fuck you all. How about I stab you with something rusty against all authority on Pogo City motherfucking radio. All right, that was Against All Authority. This is The Bad English. Oi, drunks. Oh, Pogo City on the fucking radio. We'll be right back. fucking bad English on Pogo City Radio. All right, why don't we take a trip into New Jersey?
Oh, you want me to do this plug?
Yeah, you're right. Give me that.
Yeah,
the Boy Scouts.
Real quick. The Bad English are doing a show. They're out west right now.
Boy Scouts are on.
I think this is in Denver. The Boy Scouts, the Bad English, Corrupted Youth, and the Potato Pirates and Century Dogs.
That is an insane lineup.
At the Seventh Circle on March 6th, so that's a couple days away. So, I mean, if you're out there in Denver, check that shit out.
Fuck yeah.
For show.
And remember, we've had Gabe on the show plenty of times from the Oi Scouts, Matt from the Oi Scouts, fucking Gabe a shit ton of times. We've had Steve from the Potato Pirates on the show a bunch of times, or once. So that was a lot of fun. Go back into the archives, pogocityradio.com, pogocityradio.com, and fucking, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, all that stuff. Go listen to the old episodes, and it's kick-ass. Also, leave us a comment. Oh, right, and we got to play. We got to play some songs for some people that hit us up. I know we got to play some Misfits. We got to play some GBH. And who the fuck else was it? All right, this is for Tamara. Now, our girl Tamara also wanted to remind us about this show in Caddy. It's like a replacement punk rock picnic. And it's Wasted Youth is playing. Admit Nothing is playing. And you know what? There's a show going on in Caddy. And I don't think I got the date here, but we're going to play Tamara some of the tracks. We asked her, you know, what she wanted to hear. I asked her. She was, you know, she's talking to us about the show and telling us about this other show. So we were just going back and forth, and she said she wanted to hear some GBH. So, Sean, I played I Am the Hunted last week. Give me a GBH song.
Let's do Race Against Time. One of my favorites. I love that fucking song.
Fucking somebody say something, please.
Yeah, that's coming off the I know it's on Leather Bristle Studs and Acne, so you gotta go all the way back. Yeah. It's coming out of like the early 80s. Yeah, it's 1981, I wanna say. Just keep going. There it is.
Race Against Time, you want to hear it?
Yeah, here we go.
Here's the first track on the album. Charged, Grievance, Bodily Harm, Pogo City, Motherfucking Radio.
Go!
Authentic punk rock in your face,
bitch. We'll be right back. All right, we got another one for Tamara coming up next. Here's Where Eagles Dare, Misfits. That was Where Eagles Dare. All right. Now, our girl Tamara in Caddy also said what she really loves to hear, and which is what we really love to hear, is that she wants to hear some of the locals. She said she doesn't care which one, just play her some locals. She loves them all. So we're going to go with some Anti-Citizen with NJ Punks.
Edgy punks, we don't care. Edgy punks everywhere. Edgy punks with spiky hair. Edgy punks, we don't care. Edgy punks everywhere. Edgy punks with spiky hair. From his medical age speeches to 30 something streets, I'm an edgy punk and I'm fucking proud to be. Edgy punks, we don't care. Edgy punks everywhere. Edgy punks with spiky hair. Edgy punks, we don't care. Edgy punks everywhere. Edgy punks with spiky hair.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving. No, the fuck we're not. It's I'm not paying attention. I'm not paying attention at
we ain't
all.
Got
I'm a little fucked
up.
Little fucked up, and I'm so used to doing this show like by myself, and like I'm so distracted talking to you assholes. But somebody tell me something to play. You guys want to hear some Anti Nowhere League?
Yeah.
All right, you know, let's see. We'll do this one for Jessica if I can pull it up the easy way. And by the way, that Anti-Citizen right there was coming right off Spotify. So go search Anti-Citizen on Spotify and give them a follow and check out, what is it, the bootleg EP or something like that? I love that. It's cool. Kind of like a double entendre, you know, the bootleg EP, and it's got the picture of the boot and the
yeah,
cuff.
Yeah, I don't even think it's... Is it... You say LP or EP?
Fucking just go.
I think it's an album.
It's a fucking recording. That's what the fuck it is, all right? It's a goddamn recording.
It's got music on it, and it spins. And when you put the little thingy there, it plays music for you.
All right. So let's see if I can find Pig Iron for Jessica, because I know she would love to hear that. Jessica is real sick. She's at her mother's house. She has bronchitis, and she was actually in the hospital. Somebody else talk, because it's hard for me to read and talk, and you guys are assholes and useless.
I feel like it's especially bad because we don't have the soundboard and there's nobody going.
That's what that is. It's time savers.
It's weird that Jessica is not here, because she's like, unless Andrew's doing the show by himself or whatever, like, she's always here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not quite the same without Jessica, but I think Andrew found it, so here's Pig Iron by Anti-Nowhere
League. I have no fear, the new age is here!
Right, Josh requested this next one, and it's coming off Don't Forget the Chaos. Here's the Exploited with Propaganda.
Yeah.
That was the Exploited on Pogo City Radio.
Motherfucker.
Now, I guess we got to clarify, because Mr. Asshurt Sean there. All right, Josh said, let's play the Exploited, and Sean said, ooh, let's play Propaganda. All right, so it was a combination of the two of them.
Is that like a 60-40 or like a 50-50? Where were we at on this one?
I don't fucking know.
Give credit where credit is due, bitch.
Yeah. All right. Okay, now this next one, ironically, Sean goes, you know, I don't think we've ever played a long paper before, which is All Aboard, which is the first track on Blank 77's third album, CBH. I said, dude, no shit. I said, I was thinking that this week. I listened to this album a lot this week, and I was like, I listen to this album a lot every week. But I was like, I gotta play Long Paper on Pogo City Radio.
There you go.
So here the fuck it is now, Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio.
All right, that was Long Paper by Blank 77. Next up, we got One Way System with Stabbed
Next
Judge.
Next up, we have The Fitz.
Oh, fuck. I'm looking at the wrong one. My bad. Yeah, here's The Fitz with Last Laugh.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Sean, what's the next track?
Hey, like I alluded to before, this is Stab the Judge by One Way System.
Fucking asshole. All right. Now, we were sitting here while the fucking one-way system was just fucking playing. And I don't know why, but for one reason or another, the fucking Seth Rogen got brought up. And Sean had not heard. See, I remember probably a couple years ago. And then I saw a video on, like, YouTube or some shit or Facebook. A couple years ago, Snoop Dogg put out, an ad saying that, he wanted to hire a joint roller. And, he was going to pay them, this ridiculous amount of money to be his joint roller. And Seth Rogen, you guys know Seth Rogen, the comedian, fucking actor. He responded that he would do it. And now, Snoop Dogg and Seth Rogen are, boys. And they smoke blunts with each other. And Josh was talking about a video that I haven't seen. Another video.
This is a really cool video, actually. It's Seth Rogen. It's like at a news table, and it's Seth Rogen and Snoop Dogg. And it's just a video of Seth Rogen teaching Snoop Dogg how to roll a cross joint. And it was beautiful, man.
So I guess he is.
I feel like Snoop Dogg should already know how to roll a cross joint.
Well, no, man. He's Snoop Dogg. You don't have to fucking get his feet dirty.
I mean, he's got money to pay people to roll joints for him. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But, I mean, he's been fucking rolling joints since Seth Rogen was probably in
diapers.
Little... Yeah.
Coming straight out of Compton. Or not Compton. Nah, he was
Long Beach. Yeah.
Coming straight out of Long Beach. One, two, three, into the phone. Yeah. I know all the words to that song. All right. We got two left for you. And then we're going to be getting the fuck out of here. Kiss my motherfucking ass. Here's the Partisans with Killing Machine.
Killing machine, killing people. I don't even know. I'm trying to give a fatal blow.
All right, that was the Partisans with Killing Machine. The three of us are going to be getting the fuck out of here. So I hope to see you guys next week. You know what I mean? We're going to be pretty busy, though. I mean, you and me should see each other at Bounce U. We're going to Dropkick and Agnostic Front and fucking Hatebreed for some reason. Why the fuck Hatebreed is the opener for Agnostic Front and Dropkick the day before St. Patrick's Day? I'm not quite sure, but hey, what the fuck? And then we're blanks at the end of the month.
I'm really excited about these shows, but I feel like I'm more excited to for the second time drive to Hackettstown tonight. I feel like we're going to show up there again and it's going to be like, no one's gonna be there. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, my God. That would be awful. All right, everybody. We're going to get the fuck out of here for that crusty fuck, Josh. I may have fucked up here. Beep, beep. right. All right, for that crusty fucker, Josh, Sean Bedlam, I'm Andrew motherfucking Bedlam. This is Minor Threat and Filler. Thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Remember to go to PogoCityRadio.com.